Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. What a timely prayer. Timely for these tumultuous days in our world, and timely for today's dual celebrations. Two baptisms of Nilsen and Haley. And baptisms are always wonderful and joyful celebrations. And it's also true that every child brings all kinds of new and unexpected anxieties to parents. And then at the very end of our worship today, we are laying to rest in the columbarium Caroline Russo, who passed away after 99 years of life a few weeks ago. And grief brings with it a whole host of different anxieties. So today we are especially aware that we are placed among things that are passing away. Today we are aware of and celebrate this circle of life, birth and death, and all that comes in between, in the midst of life. And in the midst of life, as our collect reminds us, we are anxious. Anxiety is something that is always with us. We know this to be true because the collect today is an ancient one. It comes from something known as the Leonine Sacramentary. That's Leonine from Pope Leo the Great. And it was likely composed during his papacy in 440 to 461 of the Common Era. That was the time when Rome was under attack by northern European tribes. And whoever wrote it clearly knew something about living in anxious and uncertain times. And so did Jeremiah. 1,000 years before the Roman Empire began to crumble, Jeremiah looked out and saw the world that he knew hurtling towards catastrophe. Invaders from Babylon were closing in, and those who were not killed were carried away into exile. And so this morning he lifts his voice in anxious mourning and cries, "Is there no balm in Gilead? From where will our help come?" The psalmist echoes this. Psalm 79 that we heard today was also likely composed around this same time, just after the Babylonians rode in and destroyed Jerusalem in 586. Now, if you jump forward to the end of the first century of the Common Era, and the author of the letter to Timothy, probably not Paul, but someone writing in his name, that author is also anxious. He's anxious about making sure that we all have the correct theology. He's anxious about the way things are done in church and wanting to make sure that we're doing it the right way. Something we don't worry about now. Yes, we do, all the time. And of course, the other anxious person today is the dishonest manager. He might be the most anxious of all of them. He's going to lose his job. And what is he going to do once that gravy train has dried up? And I dare say this particular parable makes us pretty anxious, not only because it's really hard to understand, maybe impossible to understand, but also because of those last comments about serving God and wealth. And really, anytime Jesus starts talking about our relationship with money, we get pretty anxious. And if we're not getting anxious about money, we're getting anxious about the state of the world, or the state of my life in particular, or the point is, there has always been more than enough to be anxious about. And so grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Do y'all remember Our Town by Thornton Wilder? Think back to when you had to read it in high school or when you saw it. Do you remember the great line that the stage manager has at the beginning of Act 3 about things that are eternal? Act 3 opens in the graveyard of Grover's Corners, and he says, "Now there are some things we all know, but we don't take them out and look at them very often. We all know that something is eternal. And it ain't houses, and it ain't names, and it ain't earth, and it ain't even the stars. Everybody knows in their bones that something is eternal. And that something has to do with human beings. All the greatest people ever lived have been telling us that for 5,000 years, and yet you'd be surprised how people are always losing hold of it. There's something way deep down that's eternal about every human being. Even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, hold fast to those that shall endure." That's the message today. But how do we locate those things, that eternal part of us? I want to invite you all to do a short exercise with me. So just get comfortable, put your feet on the ground, close your eyes if you'd like, and just become aware of your breathing. Don't try to change it. Don't worry about it. Just become aware of your breath moving in and out of your body. And then let your attention go to that place in your body where you store anxiety. Anxiety about whatever it is. That place could be your mind. I know my mind often churns with thoughts when I get anxious. Could be a knot in your back or your neck or your shoulders. Could be a lump in your throat, pit in your stomach. Whatever it is, just gently locate it and just try to be aware of it. Don't change it or wish it away. Just let it be and be aware of it. And now let your attention move to what else is going on in your body. Get curious and explore what else is there. Those anxieties can be pretty loud and demanding, but they are never the only thing that is there. What else is there? Is there an oasis of calm somewhere in you? Is there a reservoir of strength? Is there a balm of healing? For me, if I can feel my feet solidly on the ground, if I can feel my breath deep in my belly, those are often places where I can discover grace and hope and faith and courage. So what is also there for you? What's there that is eternal? And what's it like to simply hold those two things together in your body, that anxiety and that eternal sense? What would that balm of grace say to your anxieties? Because anxieties are always going to be there, but they're never, ever going to be the only thing that is there. But too often we let our fears and our anxieties drive all of our actions and intentions. How often do we forget that the eternal is ever present? The eternal is ever present all around us and deep within us, deep down in our bones. How often do we let our spiritual lives get short shrift because our anxieties are so demanding? And maybe like the dishonest manager, how often do we approach our relationships, our relationship with God and our relationship with others, as mere transactions? What can you do for me? What can I do for you? What's in it for me, really? Rather than as relationships of mutual care and support. I need this from you. I have this to offer you. We are placed among things that are passing away, and it has been this way since the very beginning. And that makes us anxious. But we also know in our bones that something is eternal. We can feel it in our bodies. We can breathe it in. It is always there if we open up to it. It's there and it sustains the whole of creation. There is a balm in Gilead. It's within each and every one of us, waiting to be discovered and longing to be shared. Amen.